Hello everyone, I'm Del.
And I'm Yon.
And you're listening to Literally Literacy. Okay, hello Yon, how is it going?
Not bad, man. Thanks, and how are you?
Good, just a bit sleepy, but not a problem.
Yeah, that's good. So, what are we going to talk today, man?
Oh yeah. In this episode, we are going to talk and discuss about how do we start to make reading as our habits. What we do, what help us, what slow us down, what hold us back.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we talk from our experience.
Yeah.
There's one interesting question I want to ask you. Before you say that there is a period of time where you don't think reading is really that important, but now you read as your habit, as your hobby.
Yeah.
So what make you think like that before, and what changed you to what you are right now?
Well, you know, reading's not always been my thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like I have this kind of hate-love relationship with reading. You know, especially when I graduated from secondary school or high school, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because after I graduated from high school, I kind of lost track of my reading, you know. And I think a lot of people can relate with this also. So, you know, after graduating from school, I felt like, yeah, everything is over, you know. No more books, no more class, and especially no more reading.
Yeah, you feel like you're free from this burden.
Yeah, because back then, well, I'm not sure if this always the case, but for me, based on my experience, I felt like reading meant textbooks.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it was like, okay, students, open your book page, let's say 21, and do the exercise.
Yeah.
And then you feel like, oh, come on, not again, you know?
Yeah, because in your school days, reading is always correlated with lesson, with exercises.
Yeah.
So that's always a burden and not enjoyment.
A burden. It's not a super fun and thrilling activity back then.
And then, what did you do? What changed?
Well, I think it has to do with my spiritual journey, you know.
Mm.
Because a couple of years ago, I decided to, you know, learn like religion.
Mm-hmm.
So I read a lot of, you know, books about religion. And after that, along the way, I realized that, you know, Islam encourages us to seek knowledge, to learn, to keep progressing, you know. So that is why it dawned on me that you have to keep learning. And one of the ways to keep progressing, to keep learning, is through reading. So that's why it has successfully, you know, flourished my passion of reading.
So yeah, you finally find your purpose and motivation in reading.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. You need to find your purpose, your motivation, something that encourages you to read.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and to get that, you have to pick a book that you like. The topic of the book is a topic that you love, that you're interested in.
Yeah.
If you read something that you don't like, then the burden.
You probably will give up, you know. Mm-hmm. Just like 3 hours of reading. So for me, it was, you know, my spiritual journey. But for you guys, it might be about technology, about anything else. So how about you though? So what motivates you to read? I mean, what is your kind of story about reading?
I guess I start reading as entertainment.
Wow.
You know, to get out from the world.
Yeah.
I read to fill my time, because back then I don't have the games that people play nowadays. I don't have the PlayStation. I don't have the Game Boy. I don't have that.
Yeah.
So, but I have a lot of book at home because
yeah.
my parents, they also love reading, especially my mom.
Yeah.
So I guess I inherit that habits.
Yeah.
I get it from my mom.
Yeah.
Then I start reading books. I started from the short story one.
Yeah.
And the short novel, the children literature.
Yeah.
And as time goes by, I start to read more serious stuff. When I started learning on the language and literature department back then, I'm interested in the classic literature.
Yeah.
And then I found this website where they scan old books and make it a virtual version of that books.
Yeah.
I always talk about this with my friend that's love reading too. This is called the Project Gutenberg. My motivation at first is entertainment as a form of entertainment.
Yeah.
And then nowadays it's more curiosity.
Yeah.
My way of knowing the world.
Yeah.
Knowing how to do things.
Yeah.
So yeah, I always pick the classical book, children book, or a book that explains something.
Well,
how about you, Yan? What kind of book that encourages you to read?
I think, like I said before, I started with, you know, religious books.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, because, spiritual book.
Yeah, spiritual books, kind of something like that. And then I gradually improved my reading, same as you, you know.
Yeah.
Wanted to know more, you know, become very curious and something like that. And I then started to read like self-improvement books, like novels, stuff like that, you know. And I think university plays also an important role, you know, in nurturing the reading habits.
Yeah, because you have to read.
Yeah, we have
to. You have to read a lot. Yeah. Or else you wouldn't understand the course that we got.
Yeah, especially when you are conducting your research, your thesis, you have to read a lot. Yeah. So that's why I think the first thing is, you know, motivation, I think it's really important.
And motivation.
Yeah.
And then after you get your motivation, after you know what your purpose of your reading, what did you do? Did you set times maybe, or do you put a days when you dedicate yourself to reading, or do you have any other way to read more?
Okay, maybe this is my opinion because you know, I love to explore, I love to adopt other methods, you know. For me, I will set kind of goals. You know, in this year, how many books that I'm going to read, you know, let's say 20 or 25, but it's not just finish on that goals that like this year 25 book, but I will break it down like this year 25 books, and then in order to get that 25 books, how many books do I have to read each month, you know. So, and then after that, how many books in order to achieve that my monthly goal, how many books do I have to read every week, so how many pages, and then after that I will break it down more, you know, more simple. How many pages do I have to read now or every day? So that's why.
So yeah, so you
So how about you? Do you have any like specific goals in reading, or how do you like maintain your reading routines?
Okay, so I do set a goals. It's a bit unrealistic goals actually, but I do that because I want to encourage me myself to read more and more. So I put like 50 books, but it's when I say books, I don't say when I say books, it's not literally just books. I could just read like maybe two or three short story in it and put it as a one book, or maybe five short story and put it as one book. So it's not always a book. Maybe I could also read like three article or five article and put it as one book.
Okay.
So yeah, that's why I say 50 books, but It's not all books.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, 50 books is a bit unrealistic.
Yeah, but I think it's maybe it's a bit cliche, you know, it's unrealistic, but I think it, at the end of the day, if you don't achieve that, you probably, you know, get near.
Yeah.
Or not, it's not that far, you know. Maybe you can read like 20 or 25 30, or something like that, you know.
Yeah, so that's also my reason for putting that unrealistic
goals.
So because if I just put, let's just say 15, I mean.
Yeah.
Then when I read 15, I'm going to feel like, I reached 15 now. So what?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
So I think...
Yeah, the second thing, right?
The second thing is to set... Yeah. You should set your goal.
Yeah, but... I'm going to add a little bit more. I think, you know, every person is different, you know.
Yes, of course.
So I think first, before you set your goal, maybe you have to reflect a bit on yourself, you know. So if you are a complete beginner, for example, maybe you can 15, maybe, I don't know. It depends on you, but you have to keep gradually improve yourself.
Yes, that's right, because when you start, of course, you have to be easy on yourself.
Yeah, don't force yourself. That's important.
Yeah, because you want to have fun.
Yeah.
I put that such big big goals because I already enjoy reading.
I'm sure that at the very beginning, you didn't, you know, start with 50. Maybe.
Yeah, don't do that. Yeah. Don't do that. That's bad. So, when you a complete beginner, when you want to change, when you want to make reading your habit, start with just fun goals. Maybe 5 books, maybe 10 books.
And break it down into daily. So, maybe 30 minutes and or maybe like 15 or... 50 pages a day, maybe. I don't know.
That's good. And also, pick books, pick an easy books.
Yeah, first is really important because when you have finished a book, you'll have this sense of achievement. You know?
You
have achieved something, and finally, and if you start with the hardest, like the hard book, you're probably giving up along the way. You know.
Yeah, because. Yeah. I couldn't understand this. Should I stop?
Yeah.
Should I stop?
So
that's why if you just started, pick an easy book. Maybe next time, maybe after a year, you could start to pick the more advanced book, the more difficult, the more difficult one.
Yeah.
So yeah. So now you have motivation and you have your goals. So how did you achieve these goals?
Yeah, by reading every day, you know, by commitment to, you know, my daily goals. So maybe, you know, for me, my daily goal is 30 minutes.
30 minutes a day.
Yeah, I'll set my time, usually in the morning, I will sit on my, you know, on my... room, and then I'll read. Usually I read books, but now I kind of upgrade my game, you know, kind of read articles, you know.
Yeah, you're not just books,
blogs, and something like that.
Yeah, so you dedicate your time to read. So that's the thing. You put out the distraction.
Yes.
Yeah, you put out your phone, your maybe. You put out your gaming console, you turn off your TV.
Yeah.
Maybe make your room, if you're reading in your room, make your room as comfortable as you could. Like, do anything that make you comfortable.
Yeah. It's really important because for me, I am a kind of an introvert person, you know.
Yeah.
If I heard like, you know, a noisy, if I read in a noisy place, I couldn't read. I couldn't focus
on your books.
And I kind of, you know, want to, you know, zoom in and like your statement before, you said that you have to be careful about distraction.
Yep, of course. So,
yeah, because, you know, whether we realize it or not, we have this, you know, technology around us. So my question for you is that how would you deal with that? You know, how would you deal with all of those distractions?
Mm-hmm. The very first and easy one is, of course, pick a physical book. Pick a printed book and put away your phone and get away. And yeah, like I said, get comfortable. But if you have to, if your only way to read, if your only choice to read is your phone or your tablet or your laptop, then maybe turn off your internet. And if you are on a phone or tablet, turn on your do not disturb mode or silent mode, so the notification wouldn't distract you. And of course, you have to be committed. I'm here to read. I'm not going to do anything else. Anything else except the emergency things.
Yes, because, you know, we live in the era of, you know, constantly checking your phone, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, WhatsApp, you name it. Because I failed that, because back then I kind of, it was hard to detach myself from my phone, you know.
Yeah, that's also what I feel maybe several years ago, because I feel I read less and I touch my phone every time. So yeah, I try to do two things. The first one, I limit my social media activity.
I do the same.
And then I put more ways on my phone for me to read. Like I install the news app. I install the ebooks reader. And things like that. So yeah, I make my phone because the tools that encourage me to read. You could also do that.
So how long do you limit yourself on your like social media or something like that? I want to know. I just wanted to know. Out of my curiosity, you know.
Okay, so let's just say the main social media that I use now is Instagram. And on because I'm using Android. They have this feature called digital well-being. And well-being, and in this feature you could limit the hours of usage of the apps. And I put Instagram on 2 hours. So a day before it was 1 hours, because I just do personal stuff, but right now I also did the professional stuff on Instagram. I manage my business, I manage this podcast. So I make it 2 hours. I still use only 1 hour for my personal things, and the next one is for the business stuff and the serious stuff.
Got it.
And did you do this kind of things too?
I do that, but kind of, I'm not saying it's kind of a bit extreme. I just limit myself on my social media about 1 hour. Because especially Instagram, because you know, sometimes, you know, I don't know, it doesn't care how much, you know, you limit your time on Instagram. It's sometimes you just like, you know, forget yourself and just keep scrolling on your Instagram.
Yeah, that's why I use this feature. Because when you hit your limit, you wouldn't be able to open the app anymore. You wouldn't be able to open it. And I also...
And because of that, you know, I realized that I began to use it wisely. Because I only have 1 hour, so I have to use that wisely, you know?
To do it. I have to use it for very important stuff. I only have this limit, limited time.
That's true. So What is the first one? Motivation.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and then goals, and then.
And then, yeah, just read.
Yeah, just read, and then, yeah, take control on yourself. Yeah.
Oh yeah, what kind of book that you might like to recommend to our listeners?
Yeah, yeah.
So maybe it's an fiction, non-fiction, anything. The books that you read, the book that you find interesting.
Yeah.
The books where you started, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could be what kind of book that would you recommend?
Oh, basically, I don't have, you know, a special genre that I have to read. You know, kind of a flexible person. I read fiction and non-fiction, but I want to recommend these five books. This kind of my top five books that I've read. You know.
Yeah.
The first one is Wonder, you know.
Yeah,
the,
we talked about that before.
Yeah, I've talked about that. I've talked about that, and I don't want to talk about it more today. So the next one I think it's The Subtle Art of Not Giving a F Word.
Yeah, by Mark Manson.
Yeah, it's a very good book. It teaches you to, you know, to pay attention to the thing that is really, really, you know, the profound one, you know, that is really, really important for you. And then I think the next one is it's called, the title is Mindset by Carol S. Dweck. I'm sorry, Dweck. So it's basically about how mindset plays an important role in your life. So, yeah, it's about how your mindset defines you. So, yeah. And then three, and the next one is, I think it's about The Power of Now. So it's basically about how you deal, how to live in your present moment, you know, how to free yourself from procrastination, you know.
That's a good one.
That's five, right? I just have four books.
Let's count.
I just have four, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, that's my top recommendation books. So about you, do you have any recommendations?
Yeah, okay. I'm more of a literature guy.
Okay.
I read a lot of literature, but that doesn't mean I don't like non-fiction book. Doesn't mean I don't like the self-improvement book, but I got exposure more to the fiction, the literature. And maybe the first book that I would like to recommend to you is a book called, it's also by Mark Manson. This book called Everything is F.
Effort. Is that his second book, right?
Yeah, yeah.
After this,
The Subtle Art of Not Giving F.
Yeah.
And this book, like he said, this book is a book about hope. So this is a self-help book for yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to put that into my list.
Yeah, because when everything is F, maybe you should read this. And there is one, also one non-fiction book. This one called Atomic Habits by James Clear. So this book, as the name suggests, is about habits, but the atomic one, the very little one, the very subtle one, that might give you a big change in your life.
Yes,
as the book suggests, this book called It's Tiny Changes, Remarkable Results.
Yeah, wow, that's very profound one.
Yeah,
it's very deep.
And in the fiction stuff, the literature stuff, maybe I would like to recommend to you, if you just started, just read the children's book. Like Charlotte's Web, Alice in Wonderland, because even now I still read those kind of books because I don't know, it's just easy to read.
And it has, you know, like the most important words, I mean the basic words that you have to know in English.
It basically teaching you English.
It's also the way I start to read.
Yeah,
reading.
Because This book, usually they use the more frequently used words. Yeah. They're easy to understand.
Yeah.
And they're not really that long.
Yeah.
And yeah, this kind good kind of book to start.
Yeah.
And after maybe several months or several years, when you think you could read the more advanced stuff, maybe you could start reading novel. Or
yeah,
you start reading novel. And the one that I suggest, there is one, the very first book that made me more and more in love with mystery and crimes novel. It's this book called The Amateur Cracksman. I forgot the author. Amateur Cracksman. This is basically the opposite of Sherlock Holmes. When in the Sherlock Holmes, the main protagonist is a detective.
Yes, yes.
But in this book, the main protagonist is an amateur cracksman. Cracksman, uh-huh, yeah. The one who would do tests, get into other people, some building to take stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a mystery stuff. And in the very end, I have this one cliffhanger that get me mad. Because, what? Come on, there's no more stories. Yeah. They leave you hanging.
Like, yeah.
But that's, it left you, the room for you to imagine things.
Yes.
And also, maybe the next one is books of Dan Brown. Because Dan Brown have a lot of best-selling books of all time. And the one that I read, that everyone read, that many people read is The Da Vinci Code. This is a mystery book.
Wow, that's a very hard book, I think.
Yeah, because it's a mystery and you have to solve things.
Yeah.
Really playing with your mind.
Yes, yeah. Got it.
And many other Dan Brown books like Deception Point, Digital Fortress, and maybe Origin. There's many good Dan Brown books. Or maybe if you love the Harry Potter movies, you should also read the novel.
Yeah.
Because I think
it's very good.
I don't know if this, maybe this is unpopular opinion, but I think the novels is better.
Yeah, of course.
It's way better because they dive deeper into the characters.
Yeah.
Unlike the movies. And maybe,
so have you read the complete series of Harry Potter?
Harry Potter, I don't really finish all of them.
Well.
But I read the first and second and third, but then I couldn't get the book. So yeah, maybe next time if I could get all this series of the book, I will read it again, start over from the first one.
Yeah.
And yeah, I will read it until the end. But right now, I don't really finish it.
Yeah.
So do you think we have any other stuff to talk about?
Yeah, I think we have one more small. I think it's small, but vital. I think it's about, you know, it's like compliments to your reading. You know, it's kind of, is there any apps or stuff that you use compliments on your reading.
Yeah, yeah. You know? So, on my phone right now, I have this ebook readers.
Okay, what ebook readers?
Yeah, the name of app is Moon Plus Reader. So in this app, showcase your book in a bookshelf.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's kind of what do you call it? Pleasurable to see your book.
Yeah, your it's book kind out, of.
Even if it's just virtual one.
Yeah, it's like a trigger for you, you know, to read more and more and more, you know.
Yeah. It's also, yeah. And also, I have this Google Play Books. And it's basically also an e-books reader, but you could only get the book from the Google Play Books.
Yes.
There are a lot of paid one, but there are also the free one. There's a novel, a free novel that you could get, and also cheap books that you could get many Indonesian author put their book on this place, yeah, on this Google Play Books. And if you're using Android, maybe consider checking at it.
Yeah.
And maybe the other one, the one that almost everyone who love reading use, is Goodreads.
Oh yeah, I have that.
Okay. Yeah, because it's basically like Rotten Tomatoes, but for books.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So there you could rate your book, you could save books that you have read,
yeah,
have read, and you also could see the recommendation of books that other people read, but other people love, because, you know, when you started, you don't know what to read.
Yeah.
You don't know what where to start.
Yeah.
So I think it's a good idea for you to find, to seek recommendation in of places like this.
Yeah.
Not only Goodreads, maybe there's another site like this that you could, yeah, find. Or maybe you could just type on the Google 100 best-selling book, or,
yeah,
good books to start reading.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. Stuff like that. Yeah. And how about you, Yon? Do you have any apps or complementary things or tools for you to encourage your reading?
Yeah, I have two apps, I think, but I think you have almost concluded all of them. Because, and I'm going to add something, this app called Medium.
Oh, yeah.
So basically, Medium is a platform where, you know, writers from around the world upload their works, you know. So you can easily read their works in Medium.
So yeah, basically it's social media but for your writings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to, you know, visit their page, you know, their blogs.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is in Medium.
Yeah, it's available there, everything. So yeah, talking about social media. So instead of letting this social media controls you, why don't you make it a tools for you to encourage your reading?
Yeah, that's true.
Just follow the informative account.
Yeah.
There's a lot out there that you could follow.
Yeah.
So I think that's all that we are going to talk about today. And
yeah, we'd like to give some message to our listeners. First of all, we would like to, you know, thanks you guys for your support. And I would like to say that stay safe, because we are in this pandemic, you know, coronavirus.
Yeah.
And stay safe. Keep washing your hands properly and thoroughly. Make sure that you washed it correctly, and just go ahead on YouTube and you'll find the correct way of washing your hand.
Yes. And of course, be careful. You should avoid the public space,
yeah,
the open space where there's a lot of people. But when I say be careful, not be anxious.
And yeah.
But just be careful, but don't be anxious.
Yeah, because
don't panic.
Yeah, this coronavirus is really, really contagious, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's easy to spread, you know.
Yes, yes, yes. So yeah.
Yes. Stay at home and
read your
read
book.
You know, you can read. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe that's all that we could talk about. Do you have any other way to cultivate your reading habits, or maybe you have other medium or tools that you use to cultivate your reading habit? Let us know on our social media platform. On Instagram, we are literally.literacy.podcast, and on Twitter, we are podcastliteracy. And you could also send us a voice message on our Anchor page at anchor.fm/literallyliteracy. Okay, and so I guess that's it for the moment. Thank you for listening, and see you guys in the next episode. Goodbye.
Goodbye.